Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Amin, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Welcome to the show. I am so happy to have you back. I'm so excited to chat with you about Kindle Limited book recommendations. We have about 7 books to recommend. They're mostly small town from all different places. There's a couple romantic suspense, there's a couple horse girl books, and lots of new to you authors for you. Hopefully you can discover. The first recommendation is The Ick Factor by Morgan Elizabeth. This is the final book of the Thesis Isn't for Revenge story. I read The Thesis Isn't for Revenge, which is a Legally Blonde reimagined holiday story a couple years ago. Love the book. There's actually a books like listicle for that book. But I really love this book. It's essentially, it's just a fun rom-com of a group of friends who just like petty revenge. And each book builds upon the revenge more and more and more. So it's just like, okay, someone did me wrong. I'm just going to go and have revenge on them. In this case, this is the fourth book in the series. You can read this as a standalone, but it might be helpful to read the other books just to get to know the characters. But the story is truly standalone from itself. In this case, the heroine always had an ick factor for everyone she dates. And something happened that her boss tells his boss that he's engaged with someone. And so he needs a fake fiance very fast. And the heroine works at another dating service, which comes from another book in the series, where she basically can tell, like, if the man is trash, she vets the men before they can go on matchmaking. And so she meets her boss at that dating matchmaking event. And he's like, oh, shit, I wasn't meant to do this. And explains the issue that he needs to find a fake fiance in 2 days and he doesn't know what to do. And she's like, well, I volunteer as a druid. I'm going to do this. Yeah. So they volunteer as a druid. They both are attracted to each other. The heroine doesn't have the ick factor on the billionaire boss and they work through the relationship. It's a really healthy relationship, work around communication and trusting each other. Yes, there's full of petty revenge. There's like a whole villain in this group. There's a great friend group. There's work shenanigans. And this is a great conclusion to the series. I think the book is set somewhere in New Jersey, but it's mostly a workplace romance. So it's a little bit out of the scope. So if you like villain or workplace romance, but there's the idea of a common small town community, this book is for you. All right, now we're going to go to a little departure from the regular small town romance, but it's still a small town romance. And it's where we started by Ashley Munoz. This is the first book in the MC series, and I'm new to the Motorcycle Club, which is MC world. But from my understanding, from what I feel like after reading this, it's more like the ones where I can describe as like a rough around the edges mafia type romance, where there's like, you know, people are on the other side, morally gray characters who may do things. You're like, oh, yeah, maybe this doesn't cut in real life, but, you know, it's fascinating. So that's for the MC area. I think their Sons of Anarchy is a good show to get an idea of what it looks like. In this case, this is a second chance romance where the hero returns home after her father's death and has to deal with her past and the MC that she left behind. She was involved with a guy while in high school and something happened to her and she ended up leaving everything behind. And the guy she was with in high school, then he became the head of the motorcycle club of her father's. The father was leader. And so there's a lot of conflict. There's a lot of angst. There's a lot of will they, won't they, what's going to happen. There's a romantic suspense plot line that helps kind of like move the story forward. It is really good. I actually enjoyed this. I just borrowed the second book of the series. Both books in the series are available on Hoopla. So if you're an audio listener, go to Hoopla, grab them, listen to them, enjoy them. All right. The next one is It's difficult to talk about it, but I'm going to give you a heads up. So the next one is Holding the Reins by Paisley Hope. So I think this is a debut author, and I see the potential, and I'm looking forward to read the rest of the stories. But it was sold as a horse girl small town romance. And yes, there is some horses. Yes, there is some small town. But this is mainly a workplace romance of someone who's like returning back to a small town in Kentucky after breaking up with her boyfriend or fiance. And the guy that he's a former hockey player. He's brother's best friend, and he's basically like, he's taken this town and like reinvested the town and building it in. He has like multiple jobs. He works at a coach, and he works at like a rink, and then he also works at a bar. He's just like workaholic. And so she's coming back. She needs a job. And so she gets hired to work at the high of the rink. And it's very like way too much. So I'm exhausted just listening to all the jobs that they make, but this is just interesting. It has potential for the rest of the series. I'm curious to read the rest of the series. This one was kind of like a half miss, but I did enjoy the idea of give it a try for a small town romance. All right. The next one is Spicy. The title is I Wish I Had Forever by Jessica Peterson. I met Jessica. She has been on the show a couple of times. I'll set up links in the show notes. This is his third book in the series, and I am going back to the first book in the series because I just love this book. You do not need to read them in order. You can just, and it does act like a standalone. It's a good introduction. But this book is set on an island off North Carolina coast, and it's just like this pleasant island where there's like beautiful places, beaches, small town world. But it's close enough that you can go to Wilmington. I was surprised at how spicy it was because, oh my gosh, it was spicy. So the both hero and heroine have been finding each other. And the hero's dad is sick with cancer. It's a trigger warning for cancer. And the father tells him, like, I wish you had someone to be together in the end. And I wish you could get married. And so they just come with a brilliant idea. Why don't we get married? And so it's supposed to be a fake marriage, but it turned out to be real. The hero basically moves her into his home like within a day. And he's like, you're my wife. I love how she broke up with him situationship, but he's like, she's my wife. So God bless him. So I Wish I Had Forever by Jessica Peterson is an excellent spicy beach read to read. All right. Finally, we got Whispers of You by Catherine Cowles. Catherine Cowles writes small town romantic suspense. And that's all you should know about this. I was warned about the prologue because it was shocking. And it was. This second chance romance with a touch of romantic suspense. And I would tell you my experiences with Catherine Cowles' Best to Go Blind because she'll have twists and turns to shock you. She has two very consistent plots. There's like there's the romance plot and then there's romantic suspense plot. And so it's kind of like a mix. If you're like a thriller reader or someone who likes a little bit edgier, this book is for you. All right. We got Stay by Willow Astor, which is the final book in the Landmark series. This book is about single dad nanny romance. And can I say more about that? With a cute kid, big meddling family, a small town. Oh, and there's a little bit of football, like a Super Bowl visit. Yes, this book has it all. It can be read standalone. There's an age gap too. So it's just fun. It's a fun time. I do recommend reading the rest of the series in order, but you can read this as standalone. It's just wonderful. I love this world for Willow. And I think she's coming out with a new series next month. So we got Wild Love by Elsie Silver, which, you know, this was my most anticipated small town romance series. This is a billionaire romance. There's no big ranch. I want to tell you, this is not Chestnut Springs. It's a little bit different, but it still has the Elsie magic and spice and the mutual pining and banter. So this one is mutual pining. The hero has been keeping tabs and journals from the heroine, and the heroine's just been like, what do you mean? She's down on her luck, and the hero's like coming to save her life. But he also has a child. Who's a cute tween and who's going to spend the summer with him. And there's a fun friend group of single dads who bowl. So the one thing criticism for this book is that it's a tad too long. And I feel like it could be cut it a little bit longer. But, you know, sometimes you need to be immersed in this world a little bit more. But I do recommend listening to audio as a book is tad too long. but it's enjoyable. The audio is an enjoyable experience. The final book in this recommendation episode is Skies Over Caledonia by Samantha Young. And this is book 4 in her Highland series. This is her latest release. There's like another book in the series, but I'm assuming it's going to be a time jump book. I'm assuming this is wrap up like some of her major series plot lines. But in this one, there is a minor romantic suspense plot. It's so minor that you can remove the minor suspense plot and you have a full book ahead. It's just there. It's engaging. I thought there was like, I remember finishing the book. I'm like, what is the plot going to be over? And then they explain that book explained the plot. But this is a marriage convenience. She wants to move to Scotland and she needs to get married and he needs money to save his farm. And they come in a mutual agreement that they can actually do this. And they've been pining for each other for 5 years. They met 5 years ago. They were about to hook up until he realized who she was. And he's like, oh, no, no, no. We're not getting there. We're not going there. And so she's been pining him. She thinks that he hates her. He thinks that he thinks that she's the most wonderful woman. And sexual tension arises. And it's just great. I really like this one. It felt very comfortable. I want to go to this area of Scotland. Samantha Young can write Scotland so fucking well. If you haven't read On Dublin Street, what are you waiting for? That's another one you should read. You should read the whole On Dublin Street area. I'm actually going to go back to this series. Most of these book series are available on Hoopla for audio, for your audio listener. So yeah, let's go to Scotland. All right. So those are the recommendations for today's episode. Tell me what you've been reading. If you have been reading a book that you love, send me an email at laura@whattoreadnextblog.com. I would love to chat books with you. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.